Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, and it's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul and love entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and other life-enriching discussions, there you are in the right place. Your life will change, and we will rule it out. We will restore exceptionalism with solutions-driven questions. Thank you for being part of the conversation. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I got Nancy G with me today. And we are having a dual honorary show today. We lost a great mentor, teacher, motivational speaker, spiritual enlightenment person, and Dr. Wayne Dwyer. And my personal mentor and former co-host, Jack Roser, is celebrating his birthday today. So we're going to be honoring great people, great entrepreneurs, great loving, kind, and good people today. How are you, Nancy?
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Sad to get that news about Wayne. I kind of had a feeling something wasn't right the last time I saw him on a video.
Did you see what he posted 2 days before?
Yeah, wasn't that fascinating?
He knew. You know what? I think when God is ready to call us home, or some people get ready to cross over, I prefer to say when God calls us home. But I really believe that there are spirits and spirits of light and angels that are, you know, giving us the clue. I know when my grandma died about a month before my grandma died, she was sitting in the chair in my house, and she said to my mom, Carol, my mom's name was Carol, too, let him in. And my mom's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, Jesus is at the door, let him in. And it kind of freaked my mom out a little bit.
Right.
In 5 more days, it's also the anniversary of my mom's passing. My mom died September 5th, 1978. But I went to visit her. Yeah, I went to visit her the night before, and my mom said to me some things. And I'm not going to share them on this show. Maybe I'll share them next week. But I think she knew. I think she knew. But today I really would like to honor Dr. Dwyer and Jack Roser. In fact, I'm launching my business today in honor of Jack Roser and our Awaken to Entrepreneurship, because he was an entrepreneur and he did more for so many people. And he would say one thing, and this is going to be the name of our team and our book, and we're going to be talking about this for a long time, and it's called Surprise Yourself. Surprise Yourself.
That's a great phrase. It's such a great phrase. It's not about other people. It's about you and what you can do in your own world that you will really, if you apply yourself, you will be surprised what you can achieve. I've been living, believe me, up to this point.
You've been living the surprise yourself life, huh?
Oh, my. If my favorite psychic, John Edwards, sat down and could tell me all these details ahead of time, and I really respect him. I really believe he does have a gift. And he would tell me all this, I'd be like, oh, you are so far off. That is not going to happen, you know, the way that you're saying, I don't care who knows or what knows, they got it wrong.
Right, so you surprised yourself. So today we're going to honor Jack Roser, and I, as I said, the launching of my new business, and is a network marketing company, direct sales, multi-level, I don't care what you want to call it. It's a great business model, but, you know, maybe about 8 shows back, we talked about what it takes to have an effective launch for a network marketing company. And, you know, you've got to pick your team. You need to be with people that are leaders, that are positive, that are walking the talk. And you need a product that people use. And you need a product that's, you know, for the most part on a scale is fairly competitively priced. And generally you want to have those prices be, you know, better. Of course you want to have market share of being better. But, you know, in network marketing world, that's kind of a hard, it's hard to be cheaper than Walmart, you know.
Well, but people do look at quality of things too. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Walmart shopper, very much so. But sometimes I will go to other, you know, stores because of the quality or even the customer service sometimes.
Well, and that's the thing, too, with network marketing, the direct sales, is that it's a really high-touch, very personalized program. So I'm pretty excited about that. And, Jack, I know you're out there. Happy birthday, my friend. And, you know, if I start getting negative with this new venture, I am going to think of you, and I'm going to say, Carol, surprise yourself. Surprise yourself. So that is...
I think that's a great mantra.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. If any of our listeners or if you don't know who Jack Roser is, Google Jack Roser, Illinois. This man started a business in 1961 with $5,000, and he created a multi-million-dollar company. The philanthropic work that he did was amazing with St. Elizabeth's School. In fact, on my Facebook page today, I played one of the videos. My sound guy and my friend Michael Brown actually made a great video to honor Jack, and that's on my YouTube page today. So I mean, my Facebook page today. So he's done some amazing things. He won the America's Cup at Mackinac Island with his boat, the Janine. In fact, when I was at Mackinac, I tried to see if they had any archives, because I would have loved to have gotten some of the archives from there. They don't do that. I went to the yacht club on Mackinac Island, and they're like, no, we don't have anything like that. And then I went to the local newspaper, and they didn't have anything. They said I have to go in the mainland, and I was like, okay, well, I'm here on this island walking around. I have no car, you know.
No, well, they don't allow cars on there.
You can't have a car. But anyway, all that, you know, Jack is an awesome soul, and I know his spirit lives in a lot of people. In fact, if you read a lot of the folks' comments about Jack, he was admired and respected, and you know what, he's very much missed. So, and it was a great privilege, and my privilege and my pleasure to have worked with him and known him as a friend for the amount of time that I did. So, Jack. Love you. Here's to you. And Dr. Wayne Dyer passed over. And one of his quotes I really like, it says, see the light in others and treat them as if that is all you see. Isn't that a cool thing?
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Non-judgmental, very loving. And this little thing is 11 minutes. Here's 11 important life lessons we could learn from him. And it says, heaven on earth is a choice you must make, not a place you must find. It said, one of the most beloved and influential motivational speakers, self-help authors, and teachers of our time, Dr. Wayne Dyer, passed away. His family gave out this information. This was yesterday, and it was August 30th. And he impacted the life of thousands of people through his words and teachings and awakened many people to healthy reality that lies beyond one we see every day. He wrote many notable books about spirituality and how we can realize our own potential by simply looking within, quieting our minds, and living through our hearts. Some of his works include Your Erroneous Zones, The Power of Intention, and The Shift. He was not afraid of dying, and simply saw it as another adventure to go on. Even though the universe has taken him out to live out his soul's plan, he's left behind very many important lessons we can apply to all our lives today. So we have 11, and we have 19 minutes. So here's what the number one. Oh, number one, only you can control your reality. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. Your reputation is in the hands of others. That's what the reputation is. You can't control that. The only thing you can control is your character. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always a choice. You must become the producer, the director, and the actor in the unfolding story of your life. A non-doer is very often a critic. That is someone who sits back and watches doers and then waxes philosophy about how the doers are doing. It's easy to be a critic, but being a doer requires effort, risk, and change. Wow. Wow. You control
wow,
your
these
reality.
Are so awesome.
Surprise yourself. Surprise yourself. And I know, Nancy, you're going to be taking this entrepreneurial journey with me. And wow. Wow, I this last one that he said, a non-doer is very often a critic. So, you know, I sometimes get my thinking up, and you know what? That time to sit back and be the critic. It's okay to be real, you know, like we talked about the hurricane today, but if it's just, you know, speculation, you know what? Get out of your own way, so... what do you think of the only you can control your own reality? Any words on number one?
No, besides that he speaks the truth, simple manner that really anyone can embrace, whether you
yes.
believe all of his philosophy or not, whatever spirituality or religion you practice or not, you can certainly, you know, I tend to say, how can you disagree with what he's saying? It's just
right.
so basic.
Well, people that are very negative could probably disagree with everything because it's like, well, that's just stupid. Well, that's just stupid. But here's
well, then everything is stupid to them. They're not
right.
on a path of enlightenment. They're on a path of being unconscious. So we have to leave them
and
alone.
It's the consciousness. That's why
it's
we
unconsciousness,
are
right.
We are here to awaken consciousness. But now here's number two. All change begins from within. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. The more you
yep.
see yourself as what you'd like to become and act as if what you want is already there, the more you'll activate these dormant forces that will collaborate to transform your dream into reality. You see it when you believe it. Not only do you'll see it when you believe it. That is awesome. That's simple. Not
yeah.
only do you
well, simple to say, but not to practice necessarily sometimes. It's definitely
yeah, well, that's called action. That's the action.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier sitting back being the cynic. It's true. It says not only do you become what you think about, but the world also becomes what you think about.
Yes.
Those who think that the world is a dark place are blind to the light that may illuminate their lives. Those who see the light of the world view the dark spots as merely potential light. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you know that I know we've done this one before. I don't remember what book this is
some
from.
Of it, yeah.
We did early on in our shows, we did the Dwyer. We did the Law of Intention, I think it was the book that we took some
Maybe.
Of our here, number three, the most important relationship is the one you have with yourself. You cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. Practice being the kind of person you wish to attract. My goal is not to be better than anyone else, but to be better than I used to be. Number three is key, right? That certainly would help. That would set the world
That's
in a better
poignant.
Place, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
So many people are just very unenlightened, and they play the competition game, and I like this. My goal is not to be better than anyone else, to be better than I used to be. That is really cool.
Yeah, that's probably why I rebel heavily when I get into those atmospheres where it's very, well, you know, Susie Joe does X, Y, Z, and, you know, Peter and Paul do da-da-da-da-da, and when I know that I'm doing, you know, my best and I'm striving to do better than I did personally, I feel so much better about it than the competitive nature stuff.
Yep. It says, okay, here's number four. You could set the standards for how amazing your life will be. Here is an affirmation for today. I feel passionately about my life, and this passion fills me with excitement and energy. Once you believe in yourself and see your soul as divine and precious, you'll automatically be converted to a being who can create miracles. With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. By believing passionately in something that does not yet exist, we create it. The non-existent is whatever we had not sufficiently desired. Wow. Wow.
So if you, like, if your prayers aren't answered, if we phrase it in that way, it's because you truly didn't desire it hard enough.
Well, and
the wrong timing.
God's delays are not God's denials. Sometimes you have to be ready for what is going to become to you, because I believe that God, the eternal power, infinite intelligence, knows better than me and what's best for me. And sometimes, let's face it, when people get too much too soon, you know what I'm saying? They squander it. They're not good stewards of these great abundant gifts, or gifts of abundance, or gifts of whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like lottery winners sometimes.
Well, a lottery winner, a lot of times, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then they go out like drunken sailors, and they just start pissing the money away left and right with no real plan of action, and then, you know, one day they wake up and they're broke again. And they're like, what the heck? I won millions of dollars. Why am I broke?
There's a percentage of, there are statistics out there, and there's a percentage of lottery winners that within the first, you know, 5 years are broke, are in debt, broke, worse off. You see that a lot.
Well, I'm sure there's some infinite intelligent lesson that they needed to learn, and that's why they won the lottery in the first place, at the state of which they were at. But
right. You're
right, to truly accept your blessings, you have to be,
Money doesn't make the person. Money just makes more of what the person already is. Look at our friend in Florida. Was an alcoholic. Was a functioning alcoholic. Now, they're derelict alcoholic because they got all that money handed to them. Anyway, live your passions. Begin with the end in mind. Start with the end outcome and work backwards to make your dream possible. Go for it now. The future is promised to no one. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. And don't die with the music still in you. How's that?
I'm sure Wayne didn't. I'm really sure he didn't at all.
Yeah.
He lived it. Yep.
But you know, it's so funny. You know, it says start with the end in mind. Well, I told Mike yesterday, our business mentor, and I said, you know what my goal is? I think I told this to you this morning, too. But I told you, or I told Mark. I said, you know, I'm doing this, you know, in memory of Jack Roser and to surprise yourself. And I said, and I told this to you because I remember now actually telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be at one of these international conferences, and I'm going to be on stage, and we are going to encourage people with the surprise yourself message, because I think that is a great message, and who knows where this journey is going to lead, Nancy, because you know I've always wanted to be that motivational speaker. That is something that I still feel very strongly, and if this venture is the vehicle to get me there. And, I mean, I want you to come with me because I do. I mean, here's the deal. That happens. I mean, you know what we've been talking about for years. You know what I'm saying? So that's the end in mind. I mean, that is the end in mind. So kind of.
I guess I have to be more clear what my end will be because my end is obviously different. I don't want to stand on a stage and profess to everybody. I will let you do that on my behalf. Really, that limelight thing is not something that that I'm aspiring to right now.
Oh, and you know what? The limelight thing for me is just a very comfortable place for me. It's where I've
Because that's obviously true to who you are. Right.
True to who I am.
I mean, which is great.
It's so not an ego thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because no, I'm not.
It's my gift. And what I'm sharing is a message to help others. I don't go out
my
there and
my gift is to be passing out the freebies in the back of the room or you know, greeting everybody at the door and seating them and making them comfortable and welcoming them. And I'm the greeter person.
Him too. Now, here's number six. I know we were doing this. I know we were doing this, and I still have been doing this. Wake up each day with thankfulness in your heart. Upon awakening, let the words thank you flow from your lips, for this will remind you to begin your day with gratitude and compassion. Each experience in your life was absolutely necessary in order to have gotten you to the next place and the next place up to this very moment. Every morning I say, thank you, God, for letting me take another breath. And I go through, I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my son and our health and my dogs and having a home to live in and health and all yada, 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 yada. And it's really a good thing. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of...
Remember, I was doing that practice. That was part of my when we were talking about habits. And I said, yeah, the new habit I'm trying to get into is that. It's because I saw Wayne Dyer do that on that last movie that he made that turned me on to. And I watched, and that's what that's what caught my attention in the movie is that, as soon as his feet touched the ground, he's putting on his slippers. He was saying it out loud, killer, just to the world in general, And I said, that's a great way to start every day. I like that. And I said, I'm going to train myself to do that. And I've been pretty good. I mean, I have some...
about it? Okay, well, we have
some cues.
We have seven more minutes, and we still have, five more to go. So
okay, go.
Seven is have a yes mindset about life. You'll seldom experience regret for anything that you've done. It's what you haven't done that will torment you. The message, therefore, is clear. Do it. Just do it. Develop an appreciation for the present moment. Seize every second of your life and savor it. I am realistic. I expect miracles. When you dance, your purpose is not to get on a certain place on the dance floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. I have no limits on what intent I intend to create. And I love that. It's a life without limits. It's yes, all things are possible. Yes. And there's a certain way of yes, it's that yes. Get your hands in there.
That's what I said. Right.
Yes.
Powerful enthusiasm of breathe on.
Yeah. Now, here, I love this one. This one is awesome, too. Number eight is spread, and this is so true, spread kindness like you'll never run out of it. One thing I will say about Jack Roser treated the folks that cleaned his office the same way he treated presidents, okay? He was a real person. He was just a kind and real person. When you are able to shift your inner awareness to how you can serve others, and when you make this the central focus of your life, you will then be in a position to know the true miracles in your progress towards prosperity. When the choice is to be right or to be kind, always make the choice that brings peace. If you meet someone whose soul is not aligned with yours, send them love and move along. Love is my gift to the world. I fill myself with love. And I send that love out into the world. And you know what? God is love. God, for God so loved the world, he sent Christ to redeem us. So that is, I mean, oh my gosh, that's powerful. That is powerful. That is so powerful. And you know, in this rat race world that we're in, I mean, driving in traffic can really harm your love walk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then in business, there's a lot of times that you will meet people that, yeah, they're just, you know, not on those levels, not awake and not aware. And I like the idea that you just treat them with compassion, but you do move on.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Them. Peace, love, and happiness. You know, peace out, man. I mean,
right.
And you know, politics especially a very scary realm to be in. Okay, well, we have three more, and we have four
yep.
minutes.
Correct okay.
your mindset, and your life will transform. Heaven is a state of mind, not a location. Well, I believe heaven is a place where God resides. So no one can create negativity or stress within you. Only you can do that by virtue of how you process your world. What we think determines what happens to us. So if we want to change our lives, we need to stretch our minds. The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind. You leave old habits behind by starting out with the thought, I release the need for this in my life. Wow, that's awesome.
I might actually have to listen to this show again because these were really poignant points.
Well, let's finish up here. 3 minutes, two more. Don't let fear or rejection stop you from following your dreams. Not you, Nance, not me, Screw
right.
You're not stopping me. You are not stuck where you are unless you decide to be. We are divine enough to ask, and we are important enough to receive. Remind yourself that you cannot fail at being yourself. Amen to that. I am thankful to all that say no. It's because of them I did it myself. Ooh, there is no scarcity of opportunity. To make a living at what you love, there's only scarcity of resolve to make it happen. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There is no scarcity of opportunity to make living at what you love. There's only a scarcity of resolve to make it happen. Well, I resolve to you today, my friend, that we are going to take this journey and we are going to give 100% and we are going to have fun and we will be successful. And kind of almost like Quantum Action Partners, you know what I'm saying? We were going to, remember when we first started our thing? We were going to go buy all that real estate, and it ended up we did property management for a while. So,
yep.
I mean, you know what? We're going on this journey, and I think just being open and appreciative and coachable, it'll take us where we need to be in that realm, you know, as long as we're resolved to the end game. So you need, my goal for you, and we've got 1 minute left, but my goal for you, whoa, we don't have that much time left. Let me finish this number 11.
Yes.
It says learn
yes.
to appreciate silence, make peace with silence, and remind yourself that it is this space that you'll come to remember your spirit. When you are able to transcend an aversion to silence, you'll also transcend many other miseries. And it is in silence that the remembrance of God will be activated. Embrace silence. Meditation is the only way to truly come to know your own source. So my goal for you next week, Miss Nancy, and this we've got 30 mm-hmm. seconds left, is
mm-hmm.
You need to see what your end game is. What does Nancy look like?
Yes.
What do you want to
yes,
be?
You're right. Right. And I will work on that tomorrow because I have some quiet time in the morning to do my reflection while I'm waiting for the
Well, this was a great show. I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for our friendship. I think we have a lot of fun journeys, a lot of growth ahead of us. And you know, the accountability factor. And you know,
yep.
thank you, Jack Roser, for being such a light in this world. Back for being a light in this world. And, you know, very grateful for everything. So this is our last 5 seconds.
Yeah. We'll see you on the flip side. Ah.
And that's a wrap. Catch you next week.
Ciao.
Ciao.